Britney Spears, crazy, an ecologist, and I'd like to call him an environmentalist too. I don't know if he'd approve of that, but the stuff that he's doing to save the planet up in the Himalayas is really commendable. Russell Collins is in studio. Crazy Britney Spears on the playlist. 9:32, some of your comments.
This is Good Morning Mumbai with Rishi K.
Shweta Singh, thank you for shouting out. Amazingly stimulating conversation this morning with Russell. Thank you very much. Pradeep Nagpal, necessity plus application plus focus plus passion equals solutions. Thank you, Russell, for helping them out. God bless. Merlin, good morning. Love the mountains and care for the environment. This interview with Russell has me hooked. I'm all ears. So you've got quite a following there.
Yeah, great to hear.
Let's come back to the serious stuff. Now, sure. One is the Himalayan rocket stove, which is, I'm glad to know, is already under production and you've got that covered. But you've actually designed or devised a wonderful way where people can indulge in self-help, which is the smokeless chula, the smokeless cooking stove. Tell us about that.
Right. So I'm in Ladakh. I've set up the test production facility and I've brought over all of the designs and ideas that I'd worked on in Australia. But being in Ladakh, I didn't have access to the high-tech insulation materials that I was used to using. And so I had to innovate, I had to look for a local solution. Started talking to local people about what they're using for their own stoves and came up with clay as a material. But I started working with it and clay, because what I needed was an insulated tube. The whole secret to a rocket stove, I'm going to give everyone the secret right now. It's an insulated combustion tube. Mm. It's pretty much that simple, combined with very clever airflow and turbulent mixing of gases. So there's the secrets. Everyone can go out there and, you know, innovate like crazy.
And therein, you don't need large tree trunks. You can have small twigs
in
there.
We use small twigs. Finger-sized sticks are ideal, right?
And those branches, they grow back. And those twigs
exactly,
on the branches,
exactly.
As opposed to the tree trunk.
So the harvesting of the wood becomes much more sustainable because you can just cut enough twigs generally without felling a tree at all. Yeah, so coming back to the dark, I needed a local solution for my insulated combustion chamber. And after, you know, to cut a long story short, I came up with rice bubbles. It's puffed rice. It's an aerated grain mixed with the clay. And what that does is when we put it all together and we fire it, the rice bubbles, the puffed rice, burn out and we're left with clay filled with little pockets of air. And that creates an insulated chamber. So we developed this thinking we're going to put this inside of our boxes, and we did, and we have those units still in testing in Ladakh at the moment through the current winter. But while I'm testing the design, I've just got these clay tubes out in the field, we're firing them up, and I'm looking at it going, hang on, this solves not the efficiency problem, this solves the smoke problem, which I had heard about. I knew the numbers were bad, but I hadn't really looked into it. So I started looking into it. I found out how bad those numbers are. We're talking 4 million people a year dying from household air pollution globally.
Goodness me.
It's worse than TB, malaria, and HIV combined as an epidemic of mortality. 800 million people are adversely affected with their health. 3 billion people still, nearly half of the world's population, are still cooking on some kind of fire or rudimentary smoky stove apparatus inside the home. So, you know, the size of the issue is off the charts. And I'm looking at this stove that I'd got out in the field in the dark, and I'm watching fire feeding wood into it, making clean, smokeless, hot fire that we could put a pot directly onto, and it cost us less than 50 rupees to put together. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking, okay, I think we've got a solution here for another problem. And being the kind of, well, being the problem being what it is and the kind of person that I am, it was a problem that I'm not willing to monetize. I wanted to get this idea out to people in a not-for-profit way, because the beauty of it is we weren't going to give people product, we're going to give people the idea to make it themselves. So for me, and I came up with the word smokeless cookstove revolution, or we're using smokeless chula revolution, the revolution being give people the idea, they make it for themselves.
Fantastic stuff. He's going to tell us about the training workshops and modules up ahead. Genesis, Invisible Touch, Phil Collins and vocals, 9:37. My name is Rishi K. Russell Collins in studio.